the stars of the game. I'm over here in the White Sox locker room. I got the man here, JH.
How you doing? Yes, sir. Doing well. How you doing?
Just fine. Introduce yourself to my audience.
I'm Jordan Hicks. I've been around the game for a little bit. With the White Sox right now, taking it day by day.
Where are you from?
I'm from Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. So how did Texas boy wind up in the shot?
Got traded, but no, I like the city. Yeah, I mean, it's been good so far.
JH in the big leagues, what's this experience like?
Yeah, I mean, it's been my dream since I was 3 years old as well. Came in to the big leagues throwing really hard, just kind of in the bullpen, eighth, ninth inning guy for the first 2 years. Battled some injuries, had a successful few seasons after that, and then got to free agency. So, I mean, I've kind of gone through all the ups and downs, and had really good seasons, had really bad seasons, but yeah, just taking it one day at a time, I think that's a big lesson.
So when you went through those injuries, yeah. I mean, everybody's trying hard to make it out of the minor leagues. Was there a fear in you that you might not make it because of those injuries?
No, I got my injury in the big leagues. I had like minor one shoulder, like a week or two on the IL in the minors, but nothing too serious. So, yeah, I got hurt in the big leagues. It was just Tommy John. So, I mean, it's pretty successful. Like, a lot of guys come back from that injury, so I wasn't – not a lot of fear. Just putting in the work and making sure I did everything to come back healthy.
So what does a 162-game schedule do to a major league?
I mean, it's more mental, I think. You're going to feel things all throughout the year. It's like, all right, I'm going to get up, I'm going to go, make sure I put all the work in the weight room, the training room, to make sure I feel good. And, I mean, 162 games is 162 games. It's going to take its toll on you, but overall, I feel like you learn how to manage it. And
I always tell my guys that as you move up, the game become quicker.
Yeah.
Competition become better.
Okay.
And you just eliminate the ones that can from the ones that cannot.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, overall, like, skill can take you to a certain point, but you got to have the hard work. You got to have the work ethic at the end of the day, because eventually, when you get to like my age, your body's gonna not be as good of it. I mean, I'm in great shape, but it's like it just starts to get that wear and tear overall. So just making sure you can do everything in the weight room and training room to give yourself the best chance to allow yourself to be great.
So, you know, I've heard about pitchers' arm hitting that dead zone. What is this playing on what that dead zone is?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I've ever had like full dead arm, but it's like, there's other little things like shoulder stuff, elbow stuff. Like, you gotta. Everyone's gonna go through it eventually. At some point, you're gonna have something. So you gotta make sure you're doing everything to stay healthy, eating right, seeing the people you need to see to get your body feeling good, and then
And you know, when I talked to Old Dog, he told me about all the trash talking going on. How much trash talking going on?
Right now, in my opinion, there's not very much, but you see like a fight here and there or whatever. You don't really know what's said because there's no mics on the field, but I'm sure there's a good amount of guys that do it. I just kind of like keep my head down and one pitch at a time. I'm not really worried about them. I just want to get them out overall.
You've been in no brawls yet?
I mean, a few, but like not to where like anybody was like really swinging.
You ain't jumping in and throwing no punches. You look like you throw
If it's
punches.
Serious, like if it's like, all right, they did something that crossed the line for sure. Like, I mean, I remember Castellanos just like yelled in someone's face over home plate. It's like he didn't put his hands on him. You know, he just yelled at him. It's disrespectful, but it's not like, it's not worth me like flying in and punching someone.
It looks easy to get major league criticized. How tough is it to get major league criticized?
I mean, it depends on how you look at it. It's like, you trust your stuff all the way, like trust that you got here for a reason. It's like you're not gonna look at it as like, all right, it's tough. It's more like, all right, what's the most effective way? What's the best? What gives me the best chance to get this guy out in the situation? What are my strengths? What are his weaknesses? Things like that. But it's like I try not to look at things like, oh, that's a hard out. That could be a good AB, a tough AB. He could know the zone very well. He could foul stuff off. But it's like, I think your mindset is a lot of it, so I try not to look at it like that.
So who's the one major league player that you asked for his autograph, or you wanted his autograph, but you wouldn't ask?
I mean, the only time I've ever asked for an autograph from my teammates, from my family or something, like, I honestly, like, I just expected to be here. I really did.
Right.
Like, even since, ever since I got drafted, like, I just expected to be in the big leagues, and, like, this is where I wanted to be, and I never, like, I had people I looked up to as a young kid, like Michael Bourne, Jackie Robinson. I did all my papers on him in school, and it's, like, mostly Houston Astros players, because that's where I'm from, but, like, Lance Berkman, Jeff Bagwell, Biggio, all those guys. So there's no one I ever asked for a signature unless my family asked me to get one for them. So.
You go name all the heavyweights when you do name Salva.
I mean, yeah, I played with some good ones like Pujols, Yadi, Wainwright, Dexter. There's a lot of good vets around when I was young, so I'm also thankful for that situation with the Cardinals.
All right, last question. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. You get that call, going to the big leagues, walking in that locker room for the very first time, see uniform. What was that feeling like?
Yeah, I mean, it was great. It was more like I felt prepared when I ran on the field for the first time. I still remember, just didn't really have much nerves. Just felt like I was here for a reason and that I was meant to be here. So. Yeah, act like you've been here before once you get here, and then.
Did you cry?
No, my family did. I did. I
goes with the win.
Yes, sir.